This is the Super Bowl of American politics. Every 4 years, political parties fight for the White House and all of the power connected with controlling the federal government. Polls suggest this is a really close race between two New Yorkers as candidates of the two major parties. Control of the state Senate is potentially at stake September 13th in the primary, as the final choices for November 8 are set. For Zellner, things are looking good in November. Since the September primary is the third in the state this year and there was a Buffalo school board election, Zellner says it's putting a strain on political activists when there needs to be a big push for the presidential race.
We move into the general, but it is a little fatiguing, especially locally, because we've had a federal primary, we've had a federal election, we've had we'll have this primary, we've had a school board race. I mean, people are going out quite a bit over the last 8-10 months.
Zellner's Republican opponent, Nick Langworthy, is in somewhat the same situation in a state where there are a lot more registered Democrats than Republicans, and he has to persuade Democrats to switch to vote for Donald Trump, probably working with less money than Hillary Clinton will probably have for a campaign, which could mean fewer campaign workers for Trump than Clinton in the closing months and weeks of the race. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.